You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Welcome to our program known as Neon Jazz. By way of introduction, that was clarinetist, pianist, and composer Nathaniel Shilkret with the 1927 song When the Day is Done on this special hour of music dedicated to the early years of big band and swing jazz. He was also one of radio's earliest stars and made over 3,000 broadcasts between the years of 1925 and 1941. In addition, he composed and arranged thousands of pieces of music. Between conducting for records and radio, just about every musical star of the day performed under his baton. His orchestra members included the likes of Jimmy Dorsey, Benny Goodman, Lionel Hampton, Glenn Miller, Artie Shaw, and many, many more. Thanks for joining me. This is your jazz host, Joe Domino, giving you the early glow of jazz standards. Coming to you from the home that has made many feet tap to quality jazz, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Featuring musicians like Art Tatum, Glenn Miller, Duke Ellington, and many more. Coming up next on Neon Jazz is Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra with the 1936 tune, Christopher Columbus, A Rhythm Cocktail. Thank you.
This is Neon Jazz.
That was Dixieland band leader and vocalist Bob Crosby with his group The Bobcats on the 1938 song Loop in the Loop. As a performer, Crosby had tremendous charisma and wit combined with a laid-back persona. His biggest claim to fame was replacing Phil Harris as the band leader on the Jack Benny program, where he remained until Benny retired from radio in 1955 after 23 solid years. Up next on Neon Jazz is the classic early 1935 song with E Flat Stride with the Mills Blue Rhythm Band.
Thank you.
is?
E.
Neon.
Yeah.
Jazz.
Yeah.
And I got to have some loving. She said, please, stop it, please. She's so unusual. But I want some kisses, and I'm burning up for kisses. She says, no, let me go. She's so unusual. I know lots of girls who might be crazy over me if they only had this lady's opportunity. I would let her pet me, but the darn fool doesn't let me. She's so unusual, she drives me wild.
That was alto saxophonist, clarinetist, and bandleader Hal Kemp with his orchestra on the 1930 song, He's So Unusual. Hal's major recordings included There's a Small Hotel, Where or When, and Three Little Fishies. In 1992, Hal was rightly inducted into the Big Band and Jazz Hall of Fame. Up next on Neon Jazz is a big band drummer extraordinaire with Gene Krupa and his orchestra on the 1941 song, Kick It.
Kick it.
Keep the rhythm moving.
Just kick it.
Yes, we're gonna groovin'. Is everybody sticking? Oh, kick it on out. Pick the nearest partner. When you're finished picking, ask her, is she sticking? Oh, kick it on out. When the band begins to rock and you feel that certain shock, listen for the drummer's sock, and then together everyone get ready to way up in the ceiling till you get that feeling. You know you're sticking, you're kicking it out. fish picking. Think the party's clicking. Is everybody sticking? Oh, kick it on out. Kick it.
Away all my blues. Have you heard the news? There's good rocking tonight. Everybody's gonna rock tonight. I'm gonna hold my baby tight as I can. Tonight she'll know I'm a mighty man. I got the news. Everybody's rocking tonight. Well, Elder Brown, Deacon Jones, they've even left the happy home. They'll be there just you wait and see. A jumping and a stomping at the Jubilee. Hey man, there's good rocking tonight. Sweet Lorraine, Sioux City Sue, sweet Georgia Brown, Caledonia too. They'll be there jumping like mad. Hey sister, ain't you glad? We got the news. There's good rocking tonight. Hoy, 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 there's good rockin' tonight. Hey, 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 everybody's rockin' tonight.
That was blues shouter and rhythm and blues singer Wynonie Harris with the up-tempo 1947 song Brown Good Rockin' Tonight. The Omaha native performed songs that were upbeat and featured harmonious lyrics. With 15 top 10 hits between 1946 and 1952, Harris is generally considered one of rock and roll's forerunners, influencing Elvis Presley, among others. Since the end of the 20th century, there has been a resurgence of interest in his music, with his recordings being reissued. And there should be. Up next on this vintage jazz look back is Jimmy Grier and his orchestra with the 1934 song, Stay As Sweet As You Are.
Charm you possess. your loveliness, darling, the way you say yes. Stay as sweet as you are, discreet as you are, you're divine, dear. Stay as grand as you are, and as you are, tell me that you're mine, dear. Young and gay, or old and gray, near to me or afar, night and day I pray that you'll always stay as sweet as you are.
Was band leader and orchestral director Paul Whiteman with the 1927 tune, The Missouri Waltz. Paul was the leader of the most popular dance bands in the United States during the 1920s, and his songs were hugely successful. The press referred to him as the King of Jazz. Using a large ensemble and exploring many styles of music, Whiteman is perhaps best known for his blending of symphonic music with jazz. A nice blend. Up next on Neon Jazz is the duo of Mildred Bailey and Red Navarro on the 1939 song Moon Love.
Will this be moon love? Nothing but moon love. Will you be gone when the dawn stealing through? Are these just moon dreams, grand while the moon beams? But when the moon fades away, will my dreams come true? Much as I love you, don't let me love you. If I must pay for your kiss with lonely tears, say it's not moon love, tell me it's true love, say you'll be mine when the moon disappears.
This is Mike Matheny, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was band leader, saxophonist, bassist, and songwriter Isham Jones with his orchestra on the 1934 song China Boy. It has been said that Jones was a strict taskmaster, known for being rather cold and distant, though this contrasted with his romantic and lush compositions that were his musical trademarks. And this has been the spine of many jazz musicians. Up next on this vintage episode of Neon Jazz is pianist Art Tatum and his Swingsters with the 1934 song Anything for You. Thank you. That was swing-era saxophonist and tubist Andy Kirk with his 12 Clouds of Joy on the 1937 song Poor Butterfly. Andy started out with the 12 Clouds of Joy at the Playmore Ballroom at the junction of 32nd and Main in Kansas City. Yet another magical duo that worked so well in this town. Up next on the show, we are going to keep the KC connection going here. Here's Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra with the 1953 song, Satin Doll.
Feeling yet, and that's the kind of deal that I get. I'm saying no, though with regret. From now on, count me out. I've tried and failed, so here's my hand. I'll take my bow, 'cause I understand. In spite of all those things that we'd planned, from now on, count me out. I know that stars above are not silvery beams. I know that one cannot rebuild broken dreams. I find in life your goal is not what it seems. So from now on, count me out of your schemes. I cannot pray since faith has gone. I will not stay since love has flown. I'd rather find my way alone. From now on, count me out.
That was swing-era alto saxophonist and bandleader Jimmy Lunsford with his orchestra on the 1937 song Count Me Out. While he had a successful musical career, his death was rather tragic. While playing in Seaside, Oregon, the 45-year-old jazz man collapsed and died from cardiac arrest during an autograph session. Rumors swirled that he had been poisoned by a fish restaurant owner who was unhappy at having to serve him because he was African-American. This, again, is another tapestry of the early years of jazz where racism was unfortunately rampant. Up next on Neon Jazz is pianist Fats Waller with his rhythm section on the 1936 song, I'm Crazy About My Baby.
Look out, you can understand, it's an A1 combination, perfect he and she, I'm crazy about my baby, but it's crazy about me, yeah, all right then baby, yeah, you know I love it, bring it on out here, yeah, you gonna give me some, huh, well that's a killer. Yeah, look at you. Big beef potato salad. My, my, my. Some pretty big trotters, too. Say, look, baby, you got any Georgia ham? Oh, you know what Georgia ham is. Yeah, watermelon. That's it, yeah. Swing it on out here, then.
Taking me out of this old world in a world built for two. Now you know I'm so grateful to you. For my clouds are so new, and all my skies are blue.
That was Billy Eckstein and his orchestra with a very cool 1946 song, Blue. Taking us out of this vintage episode of Neon Jazz is Glenn Miller and his orchestra with the 1940 song, Crosstown. Thanks for tuning into a show featuring the best from one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And to my good friend, show engineer, and host of the best show in KC, The Neon Beat, Mr. John Christopher. Let us know how we're doing here at our show or what you might want to hear or not. At neonjazzkc@gmail.com, we would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
For me by the doorway over cross town. I used to go uptown, but that romance fell through. I used to go downtown, but she found someone new. Never realized they advertised so many things to fill a blue room. I can even see the day that we will have our little tea for two rooms. I found a real sweetheart who'll never let me down. Got no time to fuss, I'll miss the bus, and maybe baby will be cross town.
Neon Jazz.